Each day this week, we're featuring a radio drama called 11 Central Ave. It takes place around a family's kitchen table each morning as they head off to work and to school. Like the rest of us, this family is trying to deal with the current financial crisis. In today's episode, family friend Dante, a college student, gives parents Nat and Christine and their daughter, Annalise, advice on how to be poor.
All right, let's see. I'm making the must-pay, the maybe-must-pay, and they don't bother paying piles.
Isn't everything in the why bother paying pile at this point?
Yeah, honey, do you care more about drying your hair or cooking a souffle? See, I'm trying to decide between the electric or the gas.
Nat, all I want to know is, can we pay the mortgage if we don't pay anything else?
Okay, no.
Okay.
So I kind of figure we're better off not paying any of it, huh?
So this is my future. No house, no gas, no electricity, no car. I've always wondered what the repo man looked like.
Oh.
And I suppose we have to get rid of TiVo?
Yeah, TiVo's got to go.
Oh, I wonder if Andy's dance studio will give us a refund. That would cover my Zozac. Do you think the generic brand works just as well?
You got to keep your Zozac covered, I'll tell you. But wait a minute. You remember when they made Annie stand on the sidelines and not participate until our check cleared?
Yeah.
We're more likely to get sympathy from the electric company.
Morning, folks. Hey Annalise Dustin. Called, and she said she needed a ride this morning.
Yeah, we're trying to conserve gas. Thanks for taking her.
Yeah, it's that bad, is it?
Actually, it's worse. Any idea how long you can go without paying the electric bill before they shut you off?
See, it depends on whether your heat is electric.
Oh.
If it is, they can't shut you off without a hearing.
Oh.
Otherwise, you get around 4 months.
Oh, well, does not paying hurt your credit?
Nah, man. Look, you can be late with gas, electric, and oil without a credit problem. So you should definitely pay those last.
All right. This is good. What about car payments?
Oh, well, that depends. I mean, if it's one of the major car companies,
yeah,
you get a grace period for new models.
Oh, it was brand new. All right. Nothing but the best for us.
And we've hardly paid any of it yet.
Oh, hey, that's good, man. It means you're not losing as much when they repossess, which they won't for 3 months.
Well, let them take it. We can't afford to pay for gas anyway.
Hey, Dante, you're a veritable encyclopedia of how to be poor.
Well, you know, I could write a book about it.
There ought to be a website, howtobepoor.com.
Actually, Christine, my darling, my love, that is a brilliant idea.
Thanks, honey.
You know, we're not the only people who are finding ourselves in this particular spot right now.
Whatever.
And a lot of companies would advertise.
Yeah, like the dollar store, pawn shops, check cashing stores, the lottery, cash advance, credit consolidators, barter sites. Hey, China?
I'm serious. We should do this, Dante.
China?
This might be the only expanding market in the country right now. The nouveau riche are now going to be the nouveau pauvre. And all the unsold $35 a pound aged prime beef is going to end up at the dollar store.
Yeah, the dollar store is going to be the new Barney's.
Just call me Labo M.
I would like just for once to be at the forefront of a trend that I can make money off of. And I think I may have found it. Dante, I got a proposition for you.
Okay.
I want to be your agent.
I already have one, man.
No. Not an acting agent. This talent is going to be much more lucrative for both of us.
And what talent is this?
You're going to teach all of us how to be poor.
Oh, man.
No. This is it. This is good.
There is no generic brand for Zozac.
Okay. First lesson, Christine. Medicate only when dying.
Good. That's good. That'll be like rule number one.
Coming up tomorrow, why renting is the new owning. For more on 11 Central Ave, including a cartoon of this episode, go to npr.org/daytoday. There's more to come on Day to Day.